Okay. Any question? Good. What are we talking about? Beginning of book six means final explanations about everything. Here you could even emphasize on words that Rumi is using, because the subject is a little bit difficult. It's not having and not being means what? It doesn't mean literally you don't exist, go and die and stuff like that. What does that mean really? Being so selfless that you don't have the self, then what will happen? Everything will change. Because the meaning of eternity and all of that comes in, and you want to think about all of that? The first day, Rumi said, I'm talking about you. Don't think about something else. Because here we believe that you should improve yourself. Why? Because it's good for all of us. That's where goodness is. That's where we need everything. But each of us has different role to play here. We read three paragraphs, which was what? First paragraph, which was very, very long, he talked about general idea and said, listen, okay, here we want to talk about it. About what? I want to talk about knowledge. This is what I'm offering you. And this knowledge, first, I'm not imposing it to you, because I don't know you accept it or not. And it's none of my business, because talking about it is my business. When you are informed, passing that information is your business. Therefore, I do it. I don't really care if you agree with me or not. That's your business. Remember, this is the beginning of this book. Then he talked about several stuff. A very long, long, long paragraph. And at the end of that paragraph, gave us a very good explanation about why we have to think about the other side. Compared and said, listen, in daytime, in normal life, you are somebody, right? Said, look at it. When it comes to you wish to have something, your wish are unlimited. When it comes to accepting the duties, you want it to be zero. You run away from this, you do that. You do this, you do that. Your brain actually is working hardly to solve some of these silly problems you created, and you don't think about your heart. You don't care about your spirit. That's what I want to explain to you. Then the first paragraph was, do you remember? Oh, this is book six. It's good to remember. The second paragraph was about the thinking. What about the thoughts? He said, oh, the thoughts. The thoughts is if they are facing the wrong stuff, they are wrong. Forget them. These are the birdies who are not facing the city. I'm talking about the foundation of civilization here. Here we talk about we, all of us together. That is the point. Therefore, all my thinking should be towards we. If it's the opposite, which is me, all animals, if it is that, it is wrong. That's the second paragraph. And in the third paragraph, he did that magical stuff that nobody really talks about. Nobody wants to, because we have silly idea about it. What do you think about having choices? What do you think about it? Everybody is seeking to have more choices. Here he said, oh my God, save me from these choices. I don't want to have choices. Because it's difficult. Because the subject of change is myself. This is not easy. He said, yes, you should understand that this is not easy, but we are going and coming between these two. We are using choices, looking for choices, and all of that. Let me explain to you what the problem is. A prayer is the explanation that we are listening today. Peter?
A prayer and a seeking refuge with God from the temptation of free will.
You see, right at the beginning, are you listening to this sentence? Have you ever heard somewhere somebody say this? Because when you say free will, that's fantastic. Here, one paragraph, he said, oh, God, please save me from this free will. Next paragraph, a prayer means, look at it, the problem is in that level that I could only explain it in a prayer. Yes.
And from the temptation of those things that minister to free will. For the heavens and the earth dreaded and feared free will and the things that minister to it. While the nature of man is addicted to seeking free will and all that ministers to his free will. As if he is sick, he feels himself to have little free will and desires health, which ministers to free will, in order that his free will may be increased. And he desires high office, in order that his free will may be increased. And it was excess of free will and of whatever ministers to it that caused the wrath of God to fall upon the peoples of the past. No one ever saw Pharaoh destitute.
Did you hear that? A long, long explanation, which is not needed. We're going to hear it all in the poems and all that, right? No. I wanted to go tick, 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 tick to explain to you what is the problem of free will. What is it? He went a step by a step, explained, listen, here you wish the free will. Here you wish the free will. Here, 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 here. And at the end he said, you know who had the real good free will? Pharaoh. Arrogance. Pharaohship. That is the base, that is the real problem. Having free choices, no limitation, nobody should say anything, I say something and this is it. That is the trick. Yes.
From thee, first came this ebb and flow within me. Else, O glorious one, this sea was still. From the same source whence thou gavest me this perplexity, graciously make me unperplexed likewise. Thou art afflicting me, ah, help, O thou by whose affliction men are as women.
Are you listening? How he started? He said, okay, this is a prayer to explain to you why I'm somehow hanging to him to save me from this free will. First, who gave me the free will? He did. Because we don't know why the free will is in here, do we? This free will is magical stuff that even now, 21st century, we don't know how did it happen, but we know it is invested to us. He says, okay, if there was no this magical stuff that we have the choice, then everything was quiet. Nothing was moving. Nothing would happen. Therefore, who gave me this? Should I do this or that? It's given to me, right? Okay, I beg the same fellow to give me the opposite. Means what? Translate it, please, to have some meaning. What does that mean? You, what does that mean?
I take it to mean he's asking for this so that he was the king, the straight path.
Mm-hmm.
That so that he just has to follow the straight path.
Yeah, but how come that suddenly in the third phase he will say, oh please, oh save me, because this is a real problem. And with this problem, the male are like female. Means what? This looks like this. This going and coming and conversation and philosophy and searching will make my heart to act like a brain. We know there is something beyond the logic. That's what we are looking for. Let go of this brain. Because the choice is the work of this, not the work of this. Is there any choice if I have a pity? I see a child falling down. I have pity to help the child. There should be no thinking over there. It's only that passion, that feeling, that's what we're talking about. Yes?
How long this affliction? Do not, O Lord, bestow on me one path. Do not make me follow 10.